feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti, the last part of Sakar Murli, 14th April. By remaining stable in the stage of being an embodiment of knowledge, you automatically have the stage of being an embodiment of peace. When knowledgeful children sit together to listen to a Murli, an atmosphere of peace is created all around, because when they listen to elevated versions, these penetrate deep inside them. Because of going deep into them, they experience deep sweet silence. For this you don't have to sit and make any special effort, but by being stable in a stage of knowledge, you automatically develop this virtue. When you children wake up in the morning and sit in solitude, waves of pure thoughts emerge. At that time, your stage has to be that of being completely beyond upram. Then, by your stabilizing in your original pure thoughts, all other thoughts are quietened automatically. And your mind becomes peaceful. You definitely need some power to be able to control your mind. For this, imbibe pure thoughts for your aim. When your intellect has yoga according to your discipline, you will naturally have the stage of being free from any other thoughts. Nirsankalpa avastha. Achha. So this is the last paragraph of the Sakar Murli of 14th April 2021. Baba is discussing two things here. First, Murli, and second, Amrit Vela. So when you sit in Gyan Swarup stage, embodiment of knowledge, you automatically become Shant Swarup, embodiment of peace. And when you sit in such a stage, what happens? Whatever elevated versions, Mahavakya, you listen, they go deep within you. And you don't have to make any effort. No effort. Effortless. This is the first point. So sit in Gyan Swarup stage. You become Shant Swarup. And then whatever you listen, they go deep within you without any effort. automatically. It is known as effortless effort. Zen philosophy calls it effortless effort. Then the second thing is Amrit Vela. When you sit in silence in Amrit Vela, pure thoughts come to you. The waves of pure thoughts. And then your mind becomes Aman. Aman means? Aman in Urdu means peace. But Aman also means no mind. It is known as stage of no mind. And then you achieve thoughtless a stage, which is Nirsankalp. So these are the two things. Amrit Vela and Murli. At Amrit Vela, what happens? Pure thoughts. You become Upram, stage which is beyond. So Upram, Aman and Nirsankalp are the three Hindi words. Upram means which is beyond everything. Aman means peaceful or no mind. Nirsankalp means thoughtless, beyond all thoughts. So at Amrit Vela, these three things happen, but they will happen when you will have pure thoughts. Shuddha Sankalp. So pure thoughts are needed. Extremely pure thoughts are needed. Extreme purity has to be achieved. Mind which is free from all bondage, as Baba said in yesterday's Murli. Karmatit means no bondage. Karmatit means no dependence. Karmatit means no influence. Karmatit means not getting upset. Karmatit means no karmic account. Karmatit means you are undisturbed. Karmatit means you are authority. You are master. You are not slave. No slave mentality. Karmatit means no attraction of senses. Free mind. Free intellect. Karmatit means all the sufferings of karma. Karma bhog is converted into karma yoga. So create pure thoughts. When you create pure thoughts, you become Upram, Aman and Nirsankalp. Upram means untouched. Upram means beyond. Aman means the ordinary thought seeds and your mind comes to the stage of no mind. Aman, Manonash, Nirsankalp, very less thoughts. Mind is peaceful. When you are anxious, when you are fearful, thoughts are racing. The speed of thoughts increase. When your mind is calm and quiet, such a tranquil mind will be Nirsankalp, Aman and Upram automatically. So, at Amrit Vela, what you have to do? Pure thoughts, Shuddha Sankalp. How to create pure thoughts? How? Vision. Okay, what else? You have to create pure thoughts, Shuddha Sankalp. Actually, at Amrit Vela, they will come automatically, but still, they need preparation. At Amrit Vela, you don't have to shout. When your mind is calm, you're very near to God. The conversation, the chit-chat reduces. There's no need to talk too much. It's only when you're far away from God, you spend hours talking with Him. Because a silent soul just sits near the ocean of silence. And the discussion disappears. The chit-chat disappears. There is a silent communion, communication, interaction. There is nothing to discuss. There is no question to be asked. There is no begging. There is no pleading. There is no imploring. There is no beseeching. Nothing. It's said that once Buddha and Mahavira happened to meet because they were contemporary. And they sat and they were in the same room for 3 days. Their philosophies are extremely diametrically opposite. The philosophies are different. So the disciples were excited. Disciples of Mahavira and disciples of Buddha. Now a great fight will happen. Because they themselves keep fighting with each other. The Jainas and the Buddhist monks. The Jain monks and the Buddhist monks. They keep on fighting about philosophies. Buddha says there is no God and there is no soul. He doesn't talk about soul and God. Jain says there is soul but there is no God. Everything depends on your own effort. Universe will not help you. There is no invisible God anywhere. Everything depends on your own effort. You have to free the soul. Kevala Gyan stage you have to reach by your own efforts. Buddha is absolutely silent on God. People ask him, do you believe in God? He asks, do you believe? That person says, yes. Then God might be there. Another person says and asks Buddha, does God exist? He asks him, do you believe? He says, no. Then probably he doesn't. He is absolutely silent. Buddhism is silent on God. So two philosophies are entirely different. One believes in extreme austerities. Buddha doesn't believe in austerities. He believes in Majjhim Nikaya, the middle path. Madhyam Marg. So they happen to sit together, to be together in one room for 3 days. And the disciples were excited what they will discuss, what they will debate, what arguments will happen about the philosophies. They will have hot debate. Your disciples are less, my disciples are more. I have these many ashrams, you have these many vihar, and so on. But they did not speak at all for 3 days. They didn't discuss anything for 3 days. They were absolutely calm when they came out. People asked, what happened? Buddha said, nothing. There is nothing to discuss. Because both are the men of highest spiritual caliber. What to discuss? There's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to speak. The problem is at lower level. They keep on discussing, splitting their heads. There's nothing to talk. They are embodiment of peace. They are embodiment of their knowledge. They have love, infinite karuna, infinite upeksha, infinite mudita, infinite maitri for everyone in the whole universe. Their hearts are overflowing with karuna, compassion for the world. In the similar manner, when soul meets supreme soul and both are absolutely on the same platform, there is no exchange of words. The words drop. The conversation falls down. There is just a living touch, a living presence. You don't have to shout. There were once a Sufi mystic, a fakir. He happened to visit one of his disciples and stay in his house. But this Sufi fakir had a strange habit. He used to shout so loudly in his prayer, O God, O Allah, O Khuda, that all the neighbors would get disturbed. Because of his prayers. Because he was shout very loudly. Oh God, oh Khuda, oh Allah. Early morning when people are sleeping. So the neighbors complained. What is this? Who is your guest? So disciple, who is a householder, grihasthi, he felt little awkward. So what he did? He created a basement for his guru, for his fakir. So, but the next day morning, again all the neighbors came and says, please stop your guru from shouting. He said, what shouting? He's in the basement. How can he shout from there? So they all went in the basement. He was not there. So he asked those neighbors, from where is shouting? He said, from the roof. But he was in the basement, so they all went to the roof. And they found out that he is in the on the roof and he was shouting. He was praying to God. So his disciple asked him, how did you reach here? You were in the basement. The mystic said, I had to reach. Because otherwise, how will God hear me from basement? So this is a belief that God hears when you shout. That's why all our temples, you know, they are like this, triangular. And they have bells and gongs. If you ring bells, God hears. That is a belief system. And they have minarets. They go on the top of those minar and from there they shout. As if God is sitting here up above, and the higher you go and shout, he listens to you more. This is the belief, and that's why Indian temples have got loudspeakers and bells. The bigger the temple, the bigger should be the bell. The smaller the temple, the smaller is the bell. So when you go, they shout like this. Nowadays electric bells are there. You don't have to make effort. So this is the belief system that God listens if you shout loudly. Is it so? He is the ocean of silence. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba says, nobody knows anything about God. The story only you know. Nobody knows the story. This kahani, only you know. And you should become intoxicated. This knowledge, this jnana. So when soul meets supreme soul, there is a perfect silence there. No shouting, no begging, no imploring. Give me this, give me that. Oh, pain here and pain there. Nothing. So at Amrit Vela, when you become silent like this, the result is pure thoughts. Because you are very near to him. When two people fight, they shout at each other. Why? Why they shout? When two people are fighting, they shout at each other. When they are not fighting, they don't shout. The distance is the same. Physical distance. Because in fighting, in anger, this distance increases. That's why they shout at each other. Otherwise, there is no need to shout. The person is here only. He can talk with him. There is no talking. So in fighting, the distance increases. In love, the distance reduces. In love, the distance reduces. We are not talking of physical distance. It is a spiritual and psychological distance. So when the soul is near Supreme Soul, there is silence and the soul becomes like the Supreme Soul. Supreme Soul is the ocean of purity. So you become like him, very pure. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba remembered Kumaris. When they marry, they have black faces. And they have to stoop down before everyone. And they are fond of all artificial makeup. While in Golden Age, there is natural makeup, artificial fashion. So, the first, second point is Amrit Vela, where you just be with him in his company, that's it. And everything happens on its own. Pure thoughts, Aman, Upram and Nirsankalp, Amrit Vela. The first point was Murli. Baba said, when you sit in Gyan Swarup stage, you become Shant Swarup and automatically the points enter deep within you. And then again as a result you become Shant, calm. So sit in Gyan Swarup stage means what I am listening. Whom I am listening. Who is sitting in front of me? The very thought. The very thought is powerful. Or rather, just remember this all class. Who are these all? They are godly students. Where I am sitting? In Om Shanti Bhavan? In Madhuban? What is Madhuban? These thoughts alone will make you calm and concentrated. If you just remember names of Madhuban, you become calm. So sit in Gyan Swarup stage. In today's blessing, Vardhan, Baba said, knowledge wakes up your luck. It is an instrument to awaken your luck, knowledge. So sit in that Gyan Swarup stage. Automatically you will become calm. And a calm mind automatically imbibes things. You don't have to force it. As we were discussing programming yesterday, programming and reprogramming, the similar thing. Programming, if you want to do any programming, the basic criteria is purity of mind and calmness. The calmer the mind, the powerful your program will be. So, whatever Mahavakya elevated versions you are listening, they just enter deep within you. You don't have to make any effort. Hindus say surrender. Jain says you have to make effort. Buddhism says first make effort and then surrender. It's a combination of two. Hindus says samarpan. But they also means sometimes it can be taken as be lazy. God will see. He will look after. But Jain says, no, you don't have to surrender. You have to make effort. Nobody is going to help you because there is no God, first of all. You have to strive hard. You have to do a lot of tapasya, pratikraman, and remove all the dirt from the soul, all the impurities, defilements, and the soul will become pure and become free. Kevala gyan, kaivalya. Buddhism says both ways are incorrect. First, make effort. First, be a Jain and then be a Hindu. First, make all the efforts, as much as you can. And once you have done with it, then you just relax and surrender. This is what Baba also said. God helps those who help themselves. Make every attempt. In today's Murli, there is a good Vakya. There is a good sentence. That is in blessing. That is in blessing. You will become mature. That is the last line of blessing. But inside the Murli also, there is one line today where Baba said, at least you make effort. Parantu mehnat to karo na. At least make attempt. So, first effort and then surrender. Do everything and then relax and surrender. Now, Baba, you decide. So, first Hinduism, then first Jainism and then Hinduism. This is Baba's method of effortless effort. Om Shanti. So here, today we end the 12 parts of Sakar Murli of 14th April 2021. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. By remaining stable in the stage of being a embodiment of knowledge, you automatically have the stage of being an embodiment of peace. When knowledgeful children sit together to listen to a Murli, an atmosphere of peace is created all around them, because when they listen to elevated versions, they penetrate deep inside them. Because of going deep into them, they experience deep, sweet silence. For this, you don't have to sit and make any special effort. But by being stable in a stage of knowledge, you automatically develop this virtue. When you children wake up in the morning and sit in solitude, waves of pure thoughts emerge. At that time, your stage has to be that of being completely beyond. Then, by your stabilizing in your original pure thoughts, all others' thoughts are quietened automatically and your mind becomes peaceful. You definitely need some power to be able to control your mind. For this, imbibe pure thoughts for your aim. When your intellect has yoke according to your discipline, you will naturally have the stage of being free from any other thoughts. Achha. Sakar Murli, 14th April 2021. Om Shanti.